Yehondav Zayin Omer Aleph, holding. Kerem, in the middle of the Kalva Choyma, why we should say, Mises Desdin is Doicha Shabbos. The Mor says it's the Kalva Choyma again, like this. Ma Avoida, Shicha Mura, V'Doicha Shabbos, the Indian of doing the Avoida is very Chomer, and is Doicha Shabbos. We know you could bring Korbanos on Shabbos, the Korban HaTomid, the Korban HaMusuf. You're allowed to bring Korbanos, even though it means to be Doicha, you're being an Ister Shabbos, you're doing a Shchita, you're doing an Av Malach, it's Mutah. Still, the halacha is Ritzicha Doichoisa, that Ritzicha to kill somebody stops you from doing the Avoida. Like Rashi says, if you have a Kohen that's in the middle of doing the Avoida, bringing the Korban, and Bezdin found out that Adim, that the Kohen killed somebody, so Bezdin goes and takes the Kohen away from doing the Avoida to kill him. That means Ritzicha, killing this Kohen, is Doichoisa, stops the Kohen from doing the Avoida. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Meyim Mizbechi Tikochen Olamus, that you take the Kohen away, even though he's on the Mizbech doing the Avoida, you're allowed to kill him. So you see what, the Indian to kill somebody is more important than doing the Avoida, it's Doicha the Avoida.
Yes,
see, if so.
But the Avoida is not his Avoida. In other words, another Kohen could easily substitute for
okay,
him, so it's
okay.
Not his personal Avoida.
Okay. But he's still doing the Mitzvah of the Avoida. You see, the Mitzvah do the Avoida is Doicha Shabbos. And the mitzvah to do the avoida, ritzich is doicha that. You're true. But he's still doing the mitzvah of the avoida. So, ritzich stops the avoida. So, if so, Shabbos she nitchis, mifnei avoida, Shabbos that's doicha because of the avoida. That means you're allowed to bring kabonos on Shabbos. Is there in a din to say ritzich doicha isa? Isn't it for sure that ritzich killing somebody should be allowed to be done on Shabbos? You see, Ritzicha takes the place of the Avoida. You stop a Kohen from doing the Avoida. You don't say he's doing a big mitzvah now of the Avoida. We can't kill him now. No, you're allowed to kill him even though he's doing the Avoida. So Ritzicha is like more important than doing the Avoida. So if so, Shabbos, that is Nitche, you're allowed to do the Avoida on Shabbos. For sure, you should be allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos also. That's Pshat in the Brayso. That was the Havamina. That's why we need a Pasuk B'chol Mashvas Eichen. Nelly Morris says, if so, Omai Oyenor de Kummer, the Brisa before spoke out, maybe yes, then it said, but maybe no, and Svarim, maybe you can't kill somebody on Shabbos. So most questions like, why not? If you have a Kal V'Chaymer that you could, what's the Svarim why you can't? Oyenor de Kummer, Ochi Kummer. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Techiach. I'll bring you a proof, no, about burying a person up to Meis Mitzvah. A Meis Mitzvah means there's no Mishpacha to take care of him. Somebody died, and nobody's there to take care of him. You have the Mitzvah to take care to see he's buried. So what's the halacha? She'adoicha es avoida. That if a Kohen wants to do the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, and somebody dies outside, the Kohen has to stop doing the avoida and take care of the Meis Mitzvah. We dash in a pasuk mul sun sidig mar megillah melachoisai that you have to stop doing the avoida to go to take care of a meis mitzvah. Still, v'yena doiches a Shabbos. If you find somebody dead in the street on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do melachas to bury him. You're not allowed to bury a meis on Shabbos, even though it's a meis mitzvah. So you see, a meis mitzvah is not doiches a Shabbos. So this is the upshot. So I see now something that's doiches the avoida, but it's not doiches a Shabbos. So maybe Ritzicha, true, just like it's Doicha the Avoida, maybe it cannot be Doicha Shabbos. Then the Gemara, then the Brisa, hold the Roma, then the Brisa again says, maybe no, that maybe still we should kill him on Shabbos. What does the Brisa mean like this? Hold the Oma, then the Brisa says, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Titcha Shabbos. Maybe no, maybe if you find somebody dead in the street on Shabbos, maybe you are allowed to bury him on Shabbos. Maybe the Kfura, the burying, a mace, of a mitzvah that nobody else takes care of him, only you, the Chevra Kadisha, takes care of him, maybe you are allowed to be Doicha Shabbos. That's the last part of the Brisa. Like first the Brisa says, maybe it is Doicha Shabbos, you could kill. Then the Brisa says, maybe you can't kill on Shabbos. Then again, maybe you could kill. So the last back, maybe you could kill, is because maybe Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is also Doicha Shabbos. Why? From the same Kal V'Chaima. Mikal V'Chaima. Uma Avoida, she Doicha Shabbos. Madus, the avoid you could bring Korbanos on Shabbos, the Korban HaTomid and Musaf. We bring on Shabbos, still Kfuras Meis Mitzvah, Doichoiso, Miliachoisoi. There's a Pasuk that by a Kohen, Miliachoisi, should not be Metamah to his own sister. And the question is, what does he have to say separately, his own sister? It says that a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to his own krovim. We have a pasuk already. Why does it say extra mili achoisoi? So we darshin that mili achoisoi who ain't no metamah, avo metamah, avo metamah, avo metamah. If the Kohen finds a Meis Mitzvah, he is allowed to be Metama. As even though a Kohen cannot be Metama to his own Krovim, but if a Kohen finds a Meis Mitzvah, he is allowed to. That's the extra Pasuk, Milachoisai. Only to your sister you can't. But if you have a Meis Mitzvah in the street, then a Kohen is allowed to go be Metama the Meis, make the Kfura, bury the Meis, even though it means he's going to be tummy, he can't do the avoida. So you see, Meis Mitzvah is doicha avoida. A kohen has to stop doing the avoida and be tummy to take care of the meis. See, if so, Shabbos shenitcha b'fnei avoida. On Shabbos, we know you're allowed to do karbonis on Shabbos. That you need to bring karbonis is more strict than Shabbos. Is ain't a din? Isn't that a svarom? Should take furas Meis Mitzvah doicha. That maybe furas Meis Mitzvah should be doicha Shabbos. Maybe you should be allowed to bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. Just like burying a Meis Mitzvah is more important than doing Kabbonis, than doing the Avoida. And we know the Avoida is more important than Shabbos, like we're saying now. So if so, Kfuras Meis Mitzvah should also be more important than Shabbos. So that's the last side of the Braisa. Maybe, true, you're allowed to bury a Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. And maybe who are then? You should be allowed to kill. Bezdin should be allowed to kill, do the mitzvah sestein of killing the mace on Shabbos. Maybe everything should be mutter. And again, it's a kal v'chayim and svar, why should be mutter? Learn it out from Kabbonis. If Kabbonis is doicha Shabbos, and Ritzich is doicha avoida, so b'zoi, Ritzich should be doicha Shabbos. Therefore, the Bryce stands off, no, that's Pshan the Pasuk, Talmud Loima. That's why we need the original Pasuk, Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshva Seichim. That we dash in B'chol Moshva Seichim means, even in Bezdin. Even Bezdin is not allowed to make a fire to in order to heat up the psilois, the lead, to burn the person on Shabbos. Bezdin can't do it on Shabbos. Even though there would have been a Kal V'chayma that you'd be allowed to, we have the extra Pasuk, Mi Moshva Seichim, B'chol Moshva Seichim, that even Bezdin can't burn on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, "Ulamayin the solak adaiti mikora." That that we had a half a minute before. Before we said the last kal v'chaima, the Gemara before thought that the half a minute was why I should say the mitzvah essay of burning somebody of sreifa is doicha Shabbos. It's called the mitzvah essay is doicha even a leisa says shesh mikoros. The Gemara says, "Ulamayin the solak adaiti mikora." That we thought before. The osi essay v'doicha leisa say. The Avimina was no poshid. There's a mitzvah essay for Bezdin to kill somebody. Even though today is Shabbos and there's a lois essay, still I would say esadeich a lois essay. So tomorrow, maya yoinoi, like if that was the Avimina, so why does the Braisa say maybe not? Like, well, how could you say not that way? Maya yoinoi the koma, what was the Braisa saying maybe it's not deicha? Hochi koma, this is what the Braisa meant. Ma ani mekayim, what do I do with the posik? Mechaleleho mais yumas, that whoever is Mechal Shabbos, does Malach on Shabbos deserves to be killed, why do we do that? Bishar Malachos, Chutz Mimises Bezdin. That means other Malachos, if you do on Shabbos, you get killed. Avo Mises Bezdin. But maybe that Bezdin has the right to kill somebody on Shabbos, maybe Docha Shabbos, maybe you are allowed to do it. Why? The Osei Esa V'Deich Eloisasei. That was the first Svarim. Maybe it should be mutter for Bezdin to kill somebody on Shabbos, because killing Bezdin is doing a mitzvah essay, either doing an Aveira on Shabbos, Sreifa, the Tzilus Neshama, so at Esa Zech Lois Essay. Hod Omar, then the Bryce itself says the other way, maybe no. What does it mean, maybe no? Of course, like this. Hey, Modi Amrinan Osi Essay V'Doich Lois Essay, when do I have this Svara? That we say an essay, is Doich Lois Essay, that's only Lois Essay greater? Like Tzitzis B'Klayim? Where Klayim is a pure lav, that's all. There's no Kurus involved, there's no Miser involved. So then we say the Mitzvah Essay of Tzitzis is Doicha the lav of Klayim, where it's only a pure lav. But here by Shabbos, Loisa Essay Sheesh by Kurus, Mishamat Leit, did you ever hear anywhere that an essay should be Doicha Loisa Essay Sheesh by Kurus? Like that was the start of the price, and maybe not. Maybe it's not Doicha Shabbos. You should not be allowed to Bezdin to kill somebody on Shabbos. Hadaramar, then the Brice again ended off and said again, but again, maybe no, maybe you could kill on Shabbos. What was the last Svara? Last Svara was like this. Oto essay, doichres lois essay. That that you're telling me you agree to a poshut essay could be doich a poshut lois essay. The mitzvah essay at tzitzis, you're allowed to wear the beggar even though there's klein. Now, lav, lois essay chomiminei, really the lois essay is more chom or more strict than the essay. That we have, if you do it, if you're clearing about doing the aveira, like what should be done here? You want to do a mitzvah essay. Now, the beggar has klein in it. So the other tzad is, don't put it on. Because by putting it on, you're going to be over the lav of klayim, of wearing shatness. So what's worse? Is it worse not to wear the beged and not to do the mitzvah saseh? Or to wear the beged and to do a lav? What's the big avla? So Gemara is saying it's smart to do the lav is the worst thing. If you're doing a lav, means you're doing something b'yadayim. Your mom is doing an aveira. That's more strict, really, than just not doing the essay. So really, in Svara, I should have said essay. In Svara, I should say essay should not be derech olos essay, because you're better off just sitting back, not doing mitzvah sitzis with shevi atase, rather than now going doing a maisa, putting on klayim. So there's a lois essay is more strict than the essay. Still, we have the gzeras akosel of klayim betzitzis ukosi essay v'derech olay. Still, we have the gzeras akosel no. The mitzvah essay is doicha the lois essay, even though a lav is more strict. So if so, I'll tell you svara, mali chum rezuta, mali chum rabba. Might ask you mean if it's a little bit stronger or it's a lot stronger. A regular lav is a little bit stronger than an essay. Still, we said exerts because an essay could be decorate. So the same sort of law, even though this lav is a stricter lav, it has curves to it, so what? Still, I should say essay doicha lois essay. That was the half meaning of the Gemara. On this we say, Tamulayim lo esvarweis b'chol mashvaseichim, you're not allowed to. So a koponim, that was the havamina of the Gemara. But then, on that havamina, it would have been good. Then there would have been a havamina that essay is doich alois essay sheish bekoris. Everything would have been good. But then the Gemara slugs up and says, no, that's not the pshat. To avad, there is no such havamina in the world. We never find anywhere essay could be doich alois essay sheish bekoris. So what was the havamina why Mises Bezdin is on Shabbos? Only because of the Kal V'Chomer. So now that we have only the Kal V'Chomer, we're back to the original Kasha. Why do you need a Pasuk? You're not Miyabin, your own daughter. So the Gemara says, El Yitzrich, no, I'll give you Teresh now. I need the Pasuk of Yibum or Leha that tells me that if an Erva falls to you for Yibum, there's no mitzvah. That don't say Yasadech Elois Asay. I need a Pasuk for that. Why? Salko Daita Chaminra, I would have thought like this. Tehevei Hai Eishas Ach, Dover Shoye Bechlau. Now, every time your brother's wife, Stam, you have two brothers, and one brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah now for the other brother, the alive brother, to miyabim his wife. Now, lamais to his wife is an eshesach. It was your brother's wife. And your brother's wife is an erva. Like, when there's no mitzvah, yibum, let's say they have children, she's an erva. There's a chayv krisis for you to marry your brother's wife. So now, even now, b'mokim yibum, when your brother had no children, l'maisa, she's still an eshesach, she's still an erva to you. So, sa'kotat ha'chemina tehevei, hai eshesach dover, shoye b'chlau, an eshesach, a brother's wife, was b'chlau the pasha of arois, that you're not allowed to live with her. V'yotzim min ha'chlau, and it goes out now that b'mokim yibum, when your brother dies and has no children, his wife becomes mutter to you. So I'll tell you maybe, l'lamed, it comes to teach us. And learn l'lamed alatzma yotza, not only to teach us that you're allowed to be miyab and you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, even though up until now there was an erev of eshesach, but now you're allowed to marry her. That's not the only chiddush, but maybe, el l'lamed alaklal kula yotza. It's going out to teach us on the whole klal, on the whole pasha of arroyas, that every single erev, the mokim mitzvah, that's the avimin you should be allowed to be miyabno. Even if it's your sister, even if it's your daughter. If your brother married your daughter and your brother died, maybe you would be allowed to be miyabno. I'll learn it out from Eshesach. Just the fact your brother's wife is also a neighbor to you. And the Torah says you're allowed to marry her, so why do I care if she's your sister, your daughter also? Maybe that's the avimin. Right. Right. The Tanya, like we learned, part of the right. The Tanya, we learned like this. Dover shoye b'chlal, something that was in the klal, the yotzim in the klal, and it comes out of the klal now, so it's not only teaching by itself, it teaches all over. What's the case, Ketan? There's a passage that says by Kochim, V'ha nefesh asher toichal boso mizevach hashlomim. If somebody eats the meat from a korban shlomim, v'tumosi olav, and the person is tomei, he says chayef koris. Chayef koris, if you're tomei and eat meat of Kochim. For the Gemara, v'aloi shlomim b'chlal kodshim hoyo. There's another passage that says a general klal. Anybody that's tomei that eats Kochim is chayef koris. So a korban shlomim was b'chlal that pasuk also. So if so, why does the pasuk have to repeat itself again? For lama yotza, what does the pasuk say separately by shlomim? Is lahake shalayim b'loimloch, to come to teach you like this. Ma shlomim, just like a korban shlomim, miyuchodim kochim mizbeach. It's a kochim that comes from the mizbeach. In other words, it's a korban. It's something that's supposed to be on the mizbeach. Part of it, the dam, the chaylev goes on the mizbeach. Is af kol kochim mizbeach. Who are then any other type of kochim that's from the mizbeach, that had a shchit that goes on the mizbeach? We say if you eat it when you're tamei, are you chayiv koris? What does it come to teach us? Yotze kochim bedekabayis. Stand if you're makdish a chair, or else even if you makdish food, you makdish food just to the bedekabayis, and then you go and eat it when you're tamei, you should know there's no chayiv koris. That's why the pasuk took shlomim out separately to teach us, just like shlomim is kochim mizbeach, there's a chorus if you eat it when you're tamei. Who are then all kochim is only if it's kochim mizbeach and not kochim bedegabayis. Rashi says, yotzu kochim bedegabayis, shim ochlon betum esaguf potter. If you have kochim bedegabayis, somebody was makdish this animal to the base of migdish, not for a korban, just to the base of migdish. And now if you eat it when you're tamei, there's no chiyuv chorus. How do I know that? From this klal of the shlomim. So hochi nami, the same thing by yibam also, I would have thought. Ho eishas ach bechlal kol arroyos oisa. Really, eishas ach, your brother's wife, is bechlal the parasha of kedoshim. They have all the arroyos. There's a parasha of all the arroyos. Your brother's wife is one of them. V'lom meyotis, how come it went out here by mitzvahs yibam? Is la'akish shaleh, to teach us, v'lom to tell us like this. Ma eishas ach sharya, just like the mokka mitzvahs yibam. When your brother dies without children, there's a mitzvah now for you to marry his wife, even though up until now she was an erva. I tell you, maybe it's a limud. Av kol arroyos nami. Maybe who are there any other erva? Even if your brother happened to be married to your daughter, that now there are two ervas involved. She's first of all your brother's wife, and she's also your daughter. But maybe Sharyan, I would also thought that it's mutter. For the Gemara Midomi, what's the sushta killing out one to the other? Hosam kol al biyisr uparat biyisr. Over there by kochim, it's good. It says the klal, you can't eat any kochim when you tummy. And then it says a prat, it's only kochim shlomim, you can't eat when you tummy. So it comes to teach us only shlomim is the chiyuv koris and not other kochim. But hoch over here by eshesach kol al biyisr, it's talking about true. There's a klal of all the arroyos. Oporat the heter, and then now the parsha of Yibun is saying a heter, saying a new chiddush. So drasha yocha porat the heter of a kol b'yisur. For lav lahav drasha damya to abadovra chodesh yosalidin. In other words, here it's a tremendous chiddush. The memesin, your brother's wife, is an erva. So that was the klal. True, it was the klal all the ervas that you should not be allowed to marry her. Now the Torah says the mokim Yibun you're allowed to. That's a heter. A heter is a new klal that the gadovra chiddush. It's saying a tremendous chiddush. How are you allowed to marry your brother's wife? She's an erva to you. Helamai, there's a tremendous chiddush, something new here, that b'mokim mitzvahs yibam, you're allowed to. So this is a new klal, like the Gemara says. Holoi domi, this is only like el ledover, to another type of a klal we have. That like this. Ledover shoyim b'chlal. There was a klal upon something called general rule. V'yotza lidin b'dover chodesh. Something comes out to teach us a new chiddush. So then we say, you cannot put this new mitzvah, this new parasha, back to the original klal, only if the Torah does it beferish. But if the Torah doesn't put it back, we can't do it. So the kids say, give them also like that. Your brother's wife was b'chlal erva. Really, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. The Torah takes out this erva, v'eshesach, into a new chiddush to say that when your brother dies without children, you're allowed to marry her. That's a tremendous chiddush. So when you have a new chiddush, we say the chiddush only applies to this one case, and not back to the original cloud. Only if the Torah tells you beferish to put it back to the original cloud. But if the Torah doesn't say to put it back, we ourselves can't put it back. So therefore, it's only Eishes Ach that you're allowed to be miyabin, and not your sister, your daughter. So again, Nakasha, what do you mean, apostle? You can't be miyabin your daughter, Pshita. To Tanya, what's a case like this? We're not like this. Nova Shoya Bechlal V'yotz Lidim V'dovra Chodesh. You can't put it back unless the Torah does it beferish. What's the case like this? Case that how do we have like this? The pasuk says like this. We're talking about now the oshem of a mitzvah. A mitzvah has to bring a korban oshem and a korban chatas. So when it talks about the korban oshem that the mitzvah brings, it says v'shochat es hakeves. That's this korban oshem. V'mokem mashiyishchat es hachatas. You have to make the shchit on the tzof and sar of the mizbeach, the same place where you make a shchit on a chatas. V'yes oilo, v'mokem ha-kodesh, the same place where you shech the chatas or a korban oilo. On tzfoinoi, it is kodesh kodoshim, who are din this oshim also has to be the shchit on the tzof and sar of the mizbeach. And the pasuk ends off, ki kechatis oshim hu, la-koyin, that this oshim is like a chatas. Rashi, the shochet as a keves, the yoshem etzoyim. Ki kechatis oshem hu, ki din hachatis, kach din oshem zeh. The apostle repeats itself again that this oshem that a mitzvah has to bring when it becomes tor has the same din like a chatis. Now the Gemara says, shein talmud lo mik chatis oshem. The apostle did not have to say at the end again that this oshem is like a chatis. Umat talmud lo ima, for what purpose does it have to say a chatis? Hoshim. For what purpose does it have to say that this Hoshim is like a chatis? Like Pshita, Rashi says, Shein tam lemik a chatis, to Hoshim ze im l'shchita. Look at this Hoshim etzoyra. Where do you shecht it? It says already b'tzofen. Halo kvar nema boi v'shochet ez hakevas b'mokam ash yishchet ez hachatis. It says already where you have to make the shchita. V'in l'matim domim v'achilosoi, stam to tell us this Hoshim, you have to put the dam on the mizbeach, and this, how long you let eat it, it's like any other Roshim. That's a pasuk in Tzav that talks about Korban Oshim. So this Oshim Mitzvah, for what purpose does it have to repeat itself again and says it has look like a chatis? Pshita. The Shchita is a special pasuk. The Dam of an Oshim. The Pasha says what type of Dam when you have to be Zorik on the Mizbeach. Why do we need a new pasuk here that this Oshim is like a chatis? The teretz is lefi sheyotza oshem mitzayra lida madavra chodesh, because this korban oshem that a mitzayra has to bring has a tremendous chiddush with it. There's a new chiddush that no other oshem has. What does that mean? Beboyin yara beboyin regel hayimonis, that they have to take the dam of this korban and they have to put it on the thumb of the mitzayra and the toe of his foot. You have to put on the boy in yad of a boy in regular monis, the right toe and the right thumb. You have to put the dam. No one oshem has this. Only an oshem mitzayra has this. So since there's a tremendous chiddush about this korban oshem, yochel I would have thought lo yehi toin matan domin v'yemun legabim mizbeach. Since it's a tremendous chiddush, maybe it doesn't have even the regular dinim of an oshem. Maybe there's no mitzvahs rikas dam to this korban. Maybe there's no mitzvahs dam here. There's no mitzvahs to burn the fat on the mizbeach. Even though there's a parsha in Tzav Esaron talks about korban oshem, you have to make a zrikas hadam and you have to be makted the emurim. That's by regular korban oshem. But this oshem of a mitzvah, since it came out of its cloud to tell us a tremendously new chiddush that you have to put the dam on the thumb and the big toe, so maybe it doesn't have the other parsha.